Imagine that I were to ask you to play a very simple gambling game. In front of you are four decks of cards, two of them red and the other two blue. Each card in those four decks either wins you a sum of money or costs you some money. And your job is to turn over cards from any of the decks, one at a time, in such a way that maximizes your winnings. What you don't know at the beginning, however, is that the red decks are a minefield. The rewards are high, but when you lose on the red cards, you lose a lot. Actually, you can win only by taking cards from the blue decks, which offer a nice steady diet of $50 payouts and modest penalties. The question is, how long it will take you to figure it out. A group of scientists at the University of Iowa did this experiment a few years ago, and what they found out is that after we've turned over about 50 cards, most of us start to develop a hunch about what's going on. We don't know why we prefer the blue decks, but we're pretty sure at that point that they are the better bet. After turning over about 80 cards, most of us have figured out the game and can explain exactly why the first two decks are such a bad idea. That much is straightforward. We have some experiences, we think them through, we develop a theory, and then we finally put two and two together. That's the way learning works. But the Iowa scientists did something else, and this is where the strange part of the experiment begins. They hooked each gambler up to a machine that measured the activity of the sweat glands below the skin in the palms of their hands. Like most sweat glands, those in our palms respond to stress as well as temperature, which is why we get clammy hands when we're nervous. What the Iowa scientists found is that gamblers started generating stress responses to the red decks by the 10th card, 40 cards before they were able to say that they had a hunch about what was wrong with these two decks. More important, right about the time their palms started sweating, their behavior began to change as well. They started favoring the blue cards and taking fewer and fewer cards from the red decks. In other words, the gamblers figured the game out before they realized they had figured the game out. They began making the necessary adjustments long before they were consciously aware of what adjustments they were supposed to be making. What does the Iowa experiment tell us? That in those moments, our brain uses two very different strategies to make sense of the situation.